For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former intelligence leaders who served under both Democratic and Republican presidents released a statement announcing President Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance as ill-considered and unprecedented. Sources in the White House say the president is planning on revoking more clearances in the coming days. His next target is Bruce Orr, a little-known Justice Department employee.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The president has repeatedly targeted Orr because of his contacts with Christopher Steele, the former British spy who investigated Trump's ties to Russia. The Department of Justice says that Orr has no involvement with Robert Mueller's investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
I have often said that you can take the man out of the UN, but you can't take the UN out of the man.
That was former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan in 2006. He is dead at age 80. Annan, who was born in Ghana, served as the seventh UN Secretary General from 1997 to 2006 and was the first to rise from the ranks of the UN staff. Miss America is speaking out. Here's WCBS-TV's Christine Johnson.
Tara Munn sent a letter to a host of former Miss Americas. Munn accuses chairwoman Gretchen Carlson and CEO Regina Hopper of bullying, manipulating, and attempting to silence her. It is the latest controversy less than a month before the pageant in Atlantic City. The organization eliminated the pageant swimsuit competition, and officials with 19 state pageants want the current leadership ousted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A young woman is charged with reckless endangerment after pushing her friend off a bridge. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
You've probably seen the video over and over again on national television news of the 18-year-old woman pushing her 16-year-old friend off a bridge in Vancouver, Washington, into water 60 feet below. Taylor Swift says she and a bunch of friends gathered at the bridge to dive off. Jordan Holgerson decided not to jump, and Smith pushes her anyway. Holgerson suffered broken ribs and punctured lungs. She's now home. Smith tells ABC News Holgerson wanted to be pushed, but she has apologized several times.
At the beginning, she was very, "You're fine, I know you didn't mean to hurt me," and then now she just doesn't answer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Funeral and memorial services are planned for Aretha Franklin, who died Thursday at age 76. The funeral will be held in her hometown in Detroit on the 31st. The viewing will take place August 28th and 29th at the Charles H. Wright Museum for African American History. The service for the family and friends will be at the Greater Grace Temple the following day. There's also word that there will be a public tribute event in November at Madison Square Garden in New York, produced by the legendary Clive Davis. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.